o'clock. We're going to do a little bit of a later time so we could do some night fire. The boys think that maybe they'd like to see a little bit of night fire.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to do it three times on Saturday. We're going to do it at 11 o'clock. We're going to do it at 3 o'clock, and then we're going to do it again at 6 o'clock. So we've got all sorts of stuff going all through the day, and also got a train ride this year.
That's cool.
Yep, the Dalton Defender Days Express train ride. We'll be running at 9:30. It's an hour-long ride, 30 minutes out, 30 minutes back.
And we promise you don't get robbed.
No, I'm not going to promise that.
Oh, you're not? Anything can happen, huh?
You know, I told you we got the Dalton boys there, so you never know what they're going to do, where they're going to go, and what's going to happen with
them.
This
could be interesting.
Yeah, but that train's going to run at 9:30, it's going to run at 12, and then it's going to run again at 1:30.
So,
like I said, we got games, we've got vendors, we've got food vendors, we've got entertainment, turtle races, we've got watermelon eating and spitting contests, we've got cakewalks. And then we've got Miss Kate's court, which she arrests people and they have to put up the bail to get out. So I'm going to end our evening with Rick Cook Band. And then, like I said, the last thing we're going to do is that reenactment on Saturday night. So we've got a lot of stuff going, and when everybody come out and enjoyed us. Also wanted to tell you on Friday night at 6 o'clock, we've got a Cruising with the Daltons car cruise. Mm-hmm. It'll cruise through the downtown area, and everybody come see the old cars and have fun with that.
That sounds great. Now, I got to ask you, do the turtles get winded when they race?
Sometimes. Yeah, you just never know about them turtles. Okay. They just kind of stop whenever they feel like it. Well,
that's a turtle for you.
Oh, I know it.
They're not hurt for anything.
Sometimes they're shy and won't come out of their shells. And, yeah, it's quite an experience for turtle races.
It can be traumatic for
some. It can be. But we'll also have floozies running around there. Dang floozies. We can't seem to get rid of them.
Oh, my goodness sakes.
They'll be selling, I believe they'll be selling garters. And like I said, got that cakewalk, Miss Lisa's famous cakewalk. Mm-hmm. She's going to be doing that. So just all sorts of stuff. Oh, and chili cook-off on Friday night, too. Don't want to forget about that.
You got to have that.
And we got to talk about the Lost Loot Hunt. We got a Lost Loot Hunt that'll be going on the week of Dalton Defender Days. You got to have a button that's bought at 407 West 11th Street in Coffeyville or downtown at Miss Kate's. $2 for the button. If you find the lost loot and you have a button, the prize is
$500. $500? Yep. That's quite a reward.
If you find the loot and you don't have a current year button, it's $25. So
you better get that button.
Yep.
Maximize your earnings potential.
That's right. And the clues will start on Monday, September 30th. Mm-hmm. They will be on our Facebook page, Dalton Defender Day's Facebook page. You can get them from there and see if you can come find that lost loot.
All right, very good. This is Dalton Defender Days, October 4th and 5th, 2019, of course, in Coffeyville, Kansas. I want to get back to Monty because you got the backstory here. Can you regale this again? This time on the air, I was sitting there, I'm fascinated here by just the 3-minute synopsis he gave me here about what all happened.
Well, first, thank you for having us on your program. Appreciate it.
Well, we love having you.
But go back to the history. The Daltons were local boys. They grew up in Coffeyville. Bob even played baseball there. Their mother, they had a very large family. I could be wrong, but approximately 13 children, maybe 14. I believe one died as an infant. Some of the Dalton boys were active in law enforcement, so they were a good family. Their father was an alcoholic. He liked to gamble. So the brother, Grant Dalton, that was in the condom bank, he took after his father. He was very lazy, somewhat uneducated, and he liked to drink. He liked to drink and fight, kind of a bully. Bob Dalton was definitely a leaguer, and once again, he was a bully. Emmett Dalton was the baby. He was the youngest, but he idolized his brother, Bob. But the big backstory to this is their mother was a cousin to the Youngers, as in Cole Younger, Bob Younger, Jim Younger, and the infamous Jesse James, Frank James, James Younger gang. So as the boys were growing up, the James Younger gang would ride to their mother's house and stay the night, have a good night's sleep, a good meal, basically a safe haven. So the boys idolized the James Youngers. So that's why they hit the two Coffeyville banks. They were going to be bigger and better than the James Younger gang. Some backstory on the Daltons. They only had an 18-month crime spree, very similar to Bonnie and Clyde, and they were hitting trains, and they were doing real good on trains. They probably should have stuck with trains. One more thing I'll squeeze in real quick is there was a U.S. Marshal named Heck Thomas. He was what they called the Three Horsemen with Bill Tillman and another gentleman. And Heck Thomas was a day behind him. He was on their trail. He was tracking them. And he showed up at Coffeyville on October 6th, 1892, and helped identify the bodies. If we need to take a break, there's just one other thing I'd like to add.
Oh, we got plenty of time. Go for it.
Okay. I would also like to add that this is a definitely a family show, and it's a total volunteer type environment. And we encourage people, if you want to be a reenactor, if you want to play cowboy, if you want to dress up like the 1890s, we are actively recruiting townspeople. Now, we do have a full outlaw crew. The outlaws are a pretty tight unit. The defenders are the heroes, and we definitely try to honor those. And we have a full defender crew, so to speak. But if you ever want to get your feet wet, or you're good at community acting, theater, things like that, we are recruiting help. This usually it's an invitation only deal. You know, you bring your buddies in, you bring people you know in. But this is an open casting call. We have practice every Saturday in September at 9 a.m. at the Condon Bank there in Coffeyville. So if you want to show up, I'll introduce myself, meet and greet, and try to find you a spot. You can be a townsperson or, you know, be a shooter, things like that.
That'd be a lot of fun. I mean, that would just be a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and Mr. Magner is not telling you that he actually plays Dick Broadwell, one of the Dalton gang, and he is famous for his death roll that he does when he dies. It's quite a little deal, and people really kind of look forward to that death roll every year because it's a flip over backwards that's really pretty cool. But I just wanted to mention, too, that we call it Dalton Defender Days now because we have taken the emphasis off the Dalton a little bit and put it more on the defenders because we lost 4 Coffeyville citizens that day.
Oh, boy.
They defended their town and lost their life. So that's why we call it Dalton Defenders Days anymore. This festival is more about honoring those defenders that lost their lives. And at the end of the reenactment, the widows and the mother, because Lucius Baldwin was a young guy, so his mother, they all come out and they tell you the story, a short little story about each one of the defenders that died. So you kind of know that, you know, there was families left behind from the defenders that were killed. And so, you know, kind of tell you a little bit about what they did and stuff like that. So that's kind of something we added a few years ago, and that's our way of honoring our defenders. So,
what a great way to do it, too.
Mm-hmm. We think so.
Now, how long has this been going on? How many years have you done this?
Well, they say it started back in the 30s, I guess. We have been doing it. This is my 14th year and Monty's 13th year, so we've been doing it for a while. We actually took it on the Dalton Defender Reenactment Inc. group, which is a bunch of volunteers that actually put this thing on. So we took it over in 2010, so this is our 9th year of doing that. Like I said, it's completely volunteers, and we run completely off of donations that we receive from the community. We don't have money from the city or money from anybody else. We just run off what our local area businesses give us to run this festival. We like to thank the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. They always are a big supporter. Our Lost Loot this year sponsored by the South Coffeyville Cherokee Casino. And then we've got Mr. Jim Taylor from Taylor Crane and Rig. He does a lot for us, too. And there are some other sponsors, too. But like I said, we are totally 100% funded by donations from our community.
That is just outstanding. That means they believe in it, and they really want this to go on, you know, for as long as it possibly can.
And speaking of the Indians, the Daltons have a long history with the local Indian tribes in the area. Their brother, who was a marshal, worked in the Indian Territory. Mm-hmm. And he actually brought Bob and Emmett on as his partners, and they were on the right side of the law at one time wearing a badge. And when their brother got killed, the U.S. government was very slow about getting the marshals their paychecks. So Bob and Emmett were selling stolen horses and whiskey to the Indians on the reservation, on the Indian Territory, and that kind of got them fired.
A little bit, yeah.
So, you know, they went to a life of crime, but at one time they wore a badge. They were on the right side of the law.
Until they felt they were wronged, and then they decided to take matters into their own hands.
And take the easy way. Yeah. You know, like my character, Dick Broadwell, along with my partner, Bill Powers, we were actually cowboys, and we worked on a ranch that the Dalton brothers had worked on. And working on a ranch, punching cows, is hard work. And, you know, who wouldn't want to go rob a bank just to have a pocket full of money? My character actually is the only one that made it outside of town. I made it to my horse. That's another interesting fact. 1892, Coffeyville was a metropolis. It was booming. It was
I can see that. I really can.
They were taking the dirt streets out, and they replaced them with brick streets. They were putting brick on top. Bob's plan, Bob didn't do any recon, unfortunately. And when Bob rode into town, because we grew up there, Bob was going to hitch the horses right in front of a bank, similar to parking right in front of your office here.
Sure.
You know? The hitching post was removed because they were putting a brick street in. So on the fly, Bob's like, well, let's go down this alley. We actually hitched our horses up in front of the sheriff's office, behind the sheriff's office, and that alley is known as Death Alley because we did exit from the banks. We made it from the banks, but once we got in Death Alley, we got in a crossfire, and they were killing our horses. They were killing us. It was a bad place to be, strategically speaking.
It was not good.
It was not good.
The only one that did make it was Emmett.
Emmett actually led. My character made it to his horse, and he got me out of town, but I bled out. I fell off, and my horse was waiting there patiently, waiting on me. Now, Emmett took, I believe, 22 or 23 hits, but he survived. And the citizens wanted to lynch him, and a doctor spoke up and said, boys, he'll probably be dead by morning. Just leave him alone. But Emmett done his time in prison. He was a model prisoner. He got paroled early. He made it to California. He tried to get in show business. The movie didn't fly, but he was very successful at real estate. He eventually came back to Coffeyville and bought a proper headstone for his brothers that were buried, and they are still buried at the Coffeyville Cemetery.
I'll be. So we got the Dalton Defenders Days, and once again, October 4th and 5th, and just a brief synopsis, we got all kinds of food festivities and anything you can want.
We have the Dancing Eagles, too, I wanted to talk about. We have Indian dancers this year coming at 11:30 following our first reenactment. We're kind of excited about that. We got a full food court. I think we're up to 7 or 8 now, the food trucks and things like that, so we got that going. The reenactments, the craft booths, the car show. We have a car show on 9th Street, and we have a general store where you can purchase souvenirs. We've got the train ride, the reenactment. We got 3 bands, Southern Central Express, Craig Cook, and Rick Cook. Judge Miss Kate's Court. We got some games for the adults. We got kids games. They're only a quarter apiece, so just little old-fashioned kids games that they win a prize. It's pretty cool. And I wanted to tell you about that Lost Loot, too. Uh-huh. That was started because the Daltons had robbed a bank down in Ada, Oklahoma, right before they came to Coffeyville. Mm-hmm. So the story goes that they hid the loot that they got off that train somewhere in Coffeyville with the plans to pick it up on their way out. Well, of course, they never got to leave, so that's where the Lost Loot comes from. It's hid somewhere around in Coffeyville in a little bag. And we'll have a picture of that on our Facebook page and everything else. So it's kind of like a scavenger hunt, but it's actually looking for that Dalton lost loot. But, I want a big thank you to Monty and his reenactors. They've been doing a lot of practicing and working hard to get this reenactment looking like it should. And we're really proud of it. That is our main focus of this festival, is that reenactment and honoring those defenders. So.
Does it cost anything to walk in?
No, it costs nothing to watch the reenactment. Most everything we have, like the games and stuff like that, are free. We do have a chili cook-off on Friday night. That costs $25 to enter. And, of course, anything you buy in the crafters area would cost, and then the food court. But, yeah, you can come watch the reenactment. It costs you absolutely nothing.
Bring your lawn chairs.
You can listen to the entertainment for absolutely nothing.
I would only like to add 2 more things. I know we're getting close on time.
Sure.
But one of the things is anybody from this area will know who Bill Doolin was.
Okay.
Bill Doolin's very famous. And there was actually a Doolin Dalton gang in 1895, Smore of the Dalton brothers, you know. But there's a myth that Bill Doolin was the 6th man. There was going to be 6 people riding in the Coffeyville instead of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Doolin's horse came up lame, threw a shoe. He said, hey, I'll steal another horse, I'll catch up with you. By the time Bill Doolin got to Coffeyville, they had us laid out. The firefight was over. We were laying there dead, and he just kind of lowered his hat and went on through town and came back here to Indian territory. Mm-hmm. And if you're a true history buff, the bank robbery happened on October 5th, 1892. And we are hitting the day on the head, October 5th, 2019.
And once again, that is the Dalton Defender Days, October 4th and 5th in Coffeyville, Kansas. Guys and gals, thanks for being with us today. This has been a hoot.
Thank you for having us.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Portalsville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Real news, real report.